It's 7:44. Good morning. I'm Chuck Anzalevich reporting for West Virginia Public Broadcasting News. Federal prosecutors have decided not to retry a West Virginia coal boss whose case ended in a mistrial on charges of campaign finance fraud. U.S. Attorney Bill Powell of the Northern District of West Virginia said in a statement on Friday that prosecutors have filed a motion to have the case against 58-year-old James Larita Jr. of Morgantown dismissed. The first trial in Larita's case ended in a mistrial when the jury could not determine whether he illegally funded excessive campaign contributions to pro-coal politicians between 2010 and 2013. Powell said that prosecutors believe presenting the same evidence with the same legal standards would likely lead to jurors being deadlocked again and would not be a judicious use of resources. West Virginia Attorney General's office is sponsoring a contest among schoolchildren to promote awareness of prescription painkiller abuse. Attorney General Patrick Morrissey says in a news release that the Kids Kick Opioids contest is open to elementary and middle school students. It can include poems, drawings, letters, or anything that promotes awareness of painkiller abuse. Students can work individually or in groups. The winning entry will be used in Morrissey's next statewide newspaper public service advertisement. Regional winners will be displayed in the state capitol. The deadline for entries is March 29th. They can be mailed or emailed to the Attorney General's office. You can find out more online at our website, wvpublic.org. A statewide walkout has been announced for teachers and other state employees for Thursday and Friday this week. As Liz McCormick reports, the announcement was made during a weekend rally at the state capitol in Charleston.
Thursday, Friday, the entire state of West Virginia will be shut down.
Christine Campbell, president of the West Virginia chapter of the American Federation of Teachers, stood at a podium on the Capitol steps as she announced the walkout. An estimated 10,000 teachers, state workers, and supporters came out on a cold, rainy Saturday to send a message to their lawmakers. They demanded higher wages and a long-term fix to rising health care premiums. Lisa Stillian is a health science teacher at Wheeling Park High School. She drove from Ohio County to attend the rally and deliver a message to her lawmakers.
I think what legislature is doing is just despicable. We need to vote them out. Get your heads out of your rear ends. Be thinking about who you represent. You work for us. We don't work for you.
A bill to increase wages for teachers and other state employees has been moving through the legislative process, but after changes made in the House of Delegates, it was moved to a Rules Committee in the Senate last week. The bill, as it left the House, would raise salaries by 2% in the first year and then 1% in each of the following 3 years. House lawmakers also voted to apply $29 million from the state's Rainy Day Fund to freeze insurance rates for teachers and state workers for the next fiscal year. But teachers and other state employees say it isn't enough. A representative from the United Mine Workers of America, along with several other speakers, encouraged those at the rally to not stand down.
So let me ask you, are you ready to raise some hell? Are you ready to fight? I said, are you ready to fight?
The West Virginia American Federation of Teachers chapter is encouraging all those participating in walkouts to come to the state capitol to have their voices heard. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick at the Capitol.
In the weather forecast for West Virginia, it's going to be mostly cloudy today. We do have some rain currently falling across West Virginia, but most of those scattered showers are expected to taper off by later on this afternoon. High temperatures ranging from the low 50s in the eastern panhandle to near 70 degrees in the southwest. Tonight, clearing skies with lows in the upper 40s and 50s. Tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny and much warmer with highs in the 70s to the low 80s. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Chuck Anzalevich.